There's been good signs over the last week or so with players coming back. We had a reserve game on Tuesday. Jordan Ugel got 90 minutes and two goals under his belt. Andy Little played in that as well. Jermaine Beckford has joined him back in training with us after being out for 4 weeks. So he's going to get some more conditioning working with him for over the next week or so. Hopefully I'll have him back in a period of time. So we're going into a busy schedule over the next month and obviously the running for the rest of the season. And it's just nice to have as many options available. And we have got some options now when you look at our squad of what was available, what wasn't available on Monday night and what we have now got available as well for the weekend. So it's good signs, and hopefully we can keep everybody fit for the big push now.
It's only a matter of about 2 or 3 weeks ago we were talking about hardly any options in your front line, and now you've got loads, haven't you?
We have. We've got Garner, Davis, Robinson, Beckford, Ebanks, Blake, Reid, Humphreys. Somebody else I'm about to have missed anyway, but it's just nice to have all them options. We were a little bit thin in the ground, but we knew that these players weren't going to be far away from coming back. That's why we didn't go down the line of bringing too many other players in, because we knew that they were going to be available. But it's going to be some nice options, and we need them because we're going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday for the next month at least. I think for the previous month we've played Saturday midweek games. But if we get on a run like we're more than capable of doing, then players will want to play. They want to play Saturday midweek and accumulate as many points for... You get to the business end of the season now. We've got one focus, and that's 17 league games. All the cup competitions are out the way. We've enjoyed them. We've done well in them. But now it's the finish off the job that we started in July.
I'm sure you'd rather be in the cups, but to not have Johnston and Johnson cup-tied for games, which has been more or less every other game for the last month. Sam Johnston's hardly played a run of games yet, has he? It must be a bit of a boost.
Yeah, look, you try to get consistency with your selection if possible. That's not always the case because of injuries, suspensions and sometimes a change of systems. But it is nice to have them two players in the team because they're obviously very good footballers. Sam's a presence in the goal and has done very well for us. And obviously Daniel, we showed the sign of our intent by signing him for money in terms of the first time I've ever spent any money at this football club. So nice to have all these options available, and we'll all be pushing in the right direction to get on a real head of steam from now to the end of the season.
Just on Monday, do the players feel a touch hard done by after you've spoken to them, after the manner of the three goals that on another day, maybe all three, you could put a question mark over?
Yeah, they were slightly frustrated, but I think the overriding view was that they'd performed and done themselves and the football club a lot of credit. I think any games you're involved in, you can get contentious decisions. And all three were the other night, said after the game that on another night, all three could have been chalked off for different reasons. I think the biggest one for me probably was more, not the Rooney situation, it was probably more the first one, when really the linesman should give offside and then the decision should be overruled by Phil Dowd, because I don't see how the linesman can say he's not offside, because he is, he's clearly offside 3 yards, but he can't see from where he was whether Wayne Rooney was interfering with Stuckey. So he should give offside and then the decision's overruled by the referee. But we didn't get any of them decisions that went our way. You don't argue about them. I'm not one for berating and making excuses, but on another night we could have actually got a bit of luck and things gone our way.
Is that offside one such an interpretation on the night by an official that I don't think anyone fully understands exactly 100% if you are active or inactive, if you're in the goalkeeper's eye line, that sort of thing. We see so many week in, week out highlighted by television cameras, and some officials give them and some don't.
Yeah, that's the fine lines that you get them and sometimes you don't. And I'm for the old offside. If he's stood offside, he's offside. That's how I think it should be. And people try and move forward with the times, but you could get into too many grey areas, and you're having these debates when really you should be talking about sort of the team and how well they've done. But what's wrong with it? If somebody's offside, whether he's in line of a goalkeeper's vision or not, that's my reading on the situation. But we have to accept that these rules change and people in the wisdoms try and change them for a reason to make the game better, but they end up being more controversial than not.